prayer, meditation, Bible reading, praise and worship times are some of the ways to get lost in God. It can happen when all we want is to worship God. It can happen when all goes silent in our burning chest. So many problems, so few solutions, yet God has become our only source. The confusion is there. What do I do? Where do I go? Will he ever help me? Be still and know I am God. In our obedience to the word, we say, peace, be still, to our inner hurricane. At the great moment of surrender, out of stress, and out of a lot of self-pity, we, with the help of the Holy Spirit, arrive at a very treasured place, lost in God. That happens because we cannot heal ourselves, nor can we save ourselves. While the wants of life consume us, we think of God as Santa Claus. We miss the place of peace. Gimme, gimme, gimme is not worship. I give you everything I am, I have, and ever will be. I surrender. We enter the Holy of Holies. He is there waiting for you and me. His peace is real. His love overflowing like rivers of living water in our hearts. We move closer in the experience of ecstasy, lost in God. It's not an escape or a placebo, nor is it a dumb hope when we let go and trust God in the acceptance of his word. We move into a very difficult terrain, a terrain of faith. It must be continually flamed up within us. The negatives of doubt will assail us, but God is with us and in us. By the time we have the victory, we cry with joy and shout thanksgiving. And if you're as crazy as me, I throw kisses up to heaven. When I'm lost in God, I trust his care. When I'm lost in God, I'm not afraid. When I'm lost in God, I seek no recognition. When I'm lost in God, I know I work not in vain. When I'm lost in God, he fights my battles. When I'm lost in God, he's more than conqueror for me. When I'm lost in God, he's my peace. When I'm lost in God, he's my salvation. May God give us the wake-up call. We spend more time with everyone and everything except God. Smell the coffee, Christians. Wake up. It's time to make serious decisions. Give God a set time of your life. At Gethsemane, Jesus questioned his disciples, "Have you not been able to watch with me 1 hour?" The events, especially the prophetic moves that fulfill scriptures, we're confusing too much, too soon. We're afraid. Soldiers arresting the master, an ear cut off. The healing savior worked the miracle on the soldier's ear. I knew a woman who knew how to get lost in God out of a 24-hour day. She prayed anywhere between 5 and 7 hours. How did I know such intimacy? At times, I prayed with her. I slept more than she prayed. She was my monitor, Dolores Cartagena, who is now with the Lord. She visited homes, stopped people on the street, always a word of kindness. The zest with which she moved was God-given. When families were hurting, she was there. When a convert of 12 years old wouldn't let her go, that was me. She would even let me sleep over. We were created to know our God. Sin has built a chasm between us. Then Jesus came and opened a way for us. His blood would wash our sins. His spirit would fill our hearts. Slow but surely, we start to look like him. It is in the process of wanting to be like him that all our nature rises up. You can't leave the life you live. You claim openly, "I tried to fill a void that got worse with time." To my friends, family, and coworkers, Jesus is my best friend I have ever had. Try him. How? Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.